was December the 6th, 1983. I was doing time for armed robbery. At 4 in the morning, I was sitting in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, then I heard somebody yell.
There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9.
Fuck. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy, and thank you for joining me this evening. This evening, Sunday, October 7th, the last broadcast before the Law Merchant Leadership Retreat, the calm before the storm, you might say, which is being held this Thursday through the following Monday. And you might say I'm a bit anxious to get there and get down to business. We have a very large crowd coming, and we've had an extraordinary number of registration difficulties. A lot of people left things to the last minute and now are asking for dispensation of this, that, or the other thing. And my apologies, Roberta is no longer with us as of today, folks. So we have our hands tied as far as making accommodations. We're simply going to have to play it by the book, so to speak. Now, our book's not quite as bad as some of the agencies that you've been used to over the years, I imagine. But certain things we will need when you arrive. First of all, you'll have to be registered through our registration process. And you'll have to bring your conditional admission ticket, which is pretty much an affidavit that asks attendees to pledge that if they mentor, they will not do it by way of mass mailings or sending out slivers of information that wind up leading people down a primrose path and getting them into trouble, but rather they will mentor in a comprehensive fashion. They will take people under their wings. They will share their technology and really make a commitment to those people, as I've made a commitment to you. I do ask that those people follow up, but I certainly don't control them, folks. So if you have a problem with a mentor, that's between you and the mentor. We don't certify people. They don't pass through a formalized training program with a diploma at the end. We don't issue bonds of warranty to them. Pretty much, you have to use your common sense and understand that anything you undertake is at your own risk and your own initiative. You must own process before you use it, because if you try to use someone else's process, you're in for a whole passel of trouble, I suspect. A couple of brief announcements, one before the break. I'd like you to write this email address down, please, if you're attending the conference. Roomshare, R-O-O-M-S-H-A-R-E, at hush.com. And the password for that email address is let me in, all lowercase letters. We decided to pass that out. If someone would like to share a room with someone else, this is a ready-made forum. Go to the site, use the password, and then you can leave draft emails for each other, or you can send emails to the same site and exchange information and see if you can hook up with someone else who needs a room. So I hope that's of help to you. And it's one way of relieving the burden from Laura, who's picking up the slack from Roberta. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar-powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The boogie train,
it's a boogie thing.
Oh, it's a boogie thing.
Welcome back, my friends, to the Sunday night edition of Take No Prisoners. I'm a tired Dr. Sam Kennedy, and hoping to bring you a fine program tonight. In just a minute, we're going to get into that program, and we're going to be looking at, first of all, a case from a caller from Saturday's edition of the program. And we'll also be looking at applying BIC to family court scenarios. And not just BIC, but the whole principle of family court. Let me say that those who are focusing in on family court or foreclosure or credit cards, whatever the venue might be, the venue doesn't really matter. Yes, there are peculiarities that would accompany each of those areas of potential controversy. But really, if you are skilled in what you're doing, it would not matter if it's family court or the Supreme Court of the United States or the Japanese Supreme Court, for that matter. And you'll see what I mean as the program progresses. That's why I suggest if you are facing a difficult situation, you might wish to download programs, previous broadcasts of Take No Prisoners from the archives. Especially the last 3 weeks, I believe they've been very effective programs regarding enforcement strategies. The call-in line tonight is 800. That's 1-800-313-9443. I hope to take calls all throughout the program. This is going to be your program tonight. I have no fixed agenda other than a few announcements at the beginning. One of which is, excuse me, that I completed my run of new technology this very day, and I think we're ready to assemble the CD for the, excuse me, the Law Merchant Retreat. We have some interesting new items. There are now six or so initial stage one presentment options for bringing forth a bonded promissory note or whatever instrument you're using. And the final one took shape today. It's a public remedy. I think I'll surprise you with it at the conference. You can find it pretty amazing. It's something that is actually a rehash of technology that I was using a number of years ago, as many things are, and I think is worth a rebirth, especially in select cases where people are having controversies in rogue courts. Let's see what else. We've had some good feedback already from the email address known as P-File, as in Peter, P-File. P-File is providing county filing services and securing apostilles in one particular state for those people who are having trouble securing those procedures. So you might want to drop them an email if you fall into that category. Of course, we've had lots of good feedback from Notary Depot, which is a little more mature site. It's been around a little longer. From Notary Depot, D-E-P-O-T, at hush.com. Speaking of notaries, I would like to challenge everyone who can hear my voice. Here's a master plan, folks. This is right off the top of my head. And please listen to my words carefully and take them seriously. I'd like to challenge every patriot listening to my voice to become a notary public. And then I'd like to challenge those notaries to come forth as an army of notaries across the land, 1,000 strong, willing to issue subpoenas and summonses for public officials to be brought into deposition under oath and the pains and penalty of perjury. The sky's the limit with what I could do with panels of notaries around the country. Panels of notaries so that there is shared risk and greater weight to the public officials and the public arenas that would receive such notices of taking deposition or summonses and subpoenas. We might look at other officials too, justices of the peace and the like, who could be of service to patriots who merely wish the other side to come forth and speak the truth. That's all we ask. We won't even embarrass you and ask you to confess as to the great evil of the system of fictions and frauds that was instituted since 1933, the absence of all money, the confiscation of all real property and most other property to the fictional corporate United States, or even to confess that the United States is a corporation. But we will ask you, A, what did you do with the funds that were reported stolen while in your possession from the Special Maritime Jurisdiction? And secondly, why on earth, what is your authority to be sitting as a judge in a case in which you have been named as a third-party defendant? Aren't you just dying to issue a summons to a judge who's functioning in that capacity and to the chief judge of that part or that court? Now, I'm not saying this would not necessarily be high-risk business, but if enough people, like everything we do, if enough people jump on the educational bandwagon and understand who they are, and the limits of those who would function as rogue actors instead of following the more mainstream fiction party line, where they would quietly be accepting public policy solutions, then I ask you to join me in this endeavor. It could be very exciting indeed, because one of the strategies that I discussed on the air maybe perhaps 2 and 3 weeks ago, and that we will be reviewing as a primary hellfire enforcement strategy during the leadership retreat next week, will be trial by notary, something we can execute today and do not have to wait for people, do not have to rely upon other people, but we can do it ourselves and do it quite effectively and develop a whole technology around it. And so that's part of what I will be presenting at the Law Merchant Retreat. All right, let's see if there's anything else here before we go to the phones. Yes, my friends, let me apologize for our clogged email accounts. We've had a number of complaints. Those were passed along to me, like, I don't have enough to do in preparation for this. And almost to a one, the people who are asking and sometimes shrilly yelling that your accounts are clogged, we can't get through to you, and we resent it, are the ones who clogged it by sending PDFs and 6 and 7 meg attachments when we have begged and pleaded not to. So I'm asking again, please show some restraint and a little bit of patience. And I warn you that those of you who do not will be sowing the rewards that your attitude deserves. I don't mean that to sound punitive, but as an outsider, if I see 150 new solicitations in the course of a particular day for people, for assistance where people are having trouble, you can almost tell by the email whether, just how much of a self-contributor they have been to their own problems. And I'm sad to report that in a great many of those cases, you are your own worst enemy, as was I when I was messing around with early technologies. Now, I'd like to think I turned my deficit into an asset, because the minute I got into trouble, I knew I didn't know what I was doing. I backed off, but I made a promise. Never again. Excuse me. And that's what led me down this particular pathway. And perhaps those problems will lead you down a pathway like this. I hope so, because it's lonely here. So I implore you to demonstrate some patience, and perhaps even more importantly, read your communications. It is a loving act to send someone an email and say, I'm really in trouble, I accept responsibility, can you help me, and I'd like to pass it forward. It's not a loving act to send people an email saying, I didn't get that thing you sent over, I need it now, and will you please get off the stick? That's not such a loving act, and probably is not going to get such a loving response. It's also not such a loving act to send out emails filled with questions that you could have answered in 5 minutes worth of research by going through the emails, by asking the friend, well, you know, you sent me that registration form. What about the email it came with? Little things of that sort, by reading carefully. I may sound like I'm tired, and I am tired. We've had a lot of registration problems for the last seminar and this seminar. It's one of the reasons I'm heavily leaning towards enforcement strategies in 2008. But it's for your own sake, folks. You need to really examine the things that cross your desk so you know you don't make mistakes that will affect you negatively. They can be very painful errands. That said, we're going to go to the phone lines and we're going to talk to Don after we return from the break.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar-powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Welcome back, friends. You're listening to the Sunday night edition of Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Don, are you on the line?
Yes, I am, Sam. Can you hear me?
Good evening, Don. Thank you for joining me. Don, let's get right into your case. Why don't you give us a brief synopsis, please?
Okay, I have a prior criminal case, and I have an issue.
What kind of criminal case?
A prior criminal case.
Prior, did you say?
Prior. It's the time served except for the parole probation.
Okay. Can you speak a little closer to the microphone? Frankly, I'm having trouble hearing you. That will not bode well for our conversation, obviously.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
All right. A prior criminal case under...
Go right ahead.
Excuse me?
Go right ahead, Don,
oh,
please.
Okay. Anyway, under parole and probation right now, as I speak, okay, and that's...
What was the original charge?
It was a Class B felony.
Yes, what kind of charge, can you say?
I'd rather not.
Then it may not be something that we would want to assist you on necessarily. I am selective, and I don't mean this to embarrass you.
No, I understand. I am
selective in the things, in the way we use this information.
Right.
Is this something that you have atoned for?
Absolutely.
Was it a commercial crime?
They're all commercial as far as I'm concerned.
Well, if you took a gun and shot my wife...
This did not involve rape, murder, pillage, or plunder.
Okay. If you took a gun and shot my wife...
And I have...
Actually, I don't know that I would even consider that a crime these days, but was it a crime of violence?
Under duress, yes. But I didn't use the weapon, and I didn't cause any physical bodily damage.
How long were you in?
6 years.
Federal or state?
State.
What are you seeking to do?
I want to discharge the debt, and I want to expunge the record.
Let me ask you something. What makes you think you deserve to be able to do that? I'm going to ask you some tough questions.
That's fine for me, sir. How else can I make an apology for something that I did, being an alcoholic, drunk, under the influence, et cetera, et cetera, and make it so that I can... make the apology so that it can be meaningful if I can't communicate with the people with the person, per se. And that's one of my whole... That's paramount to anything that I do right now, is to be able to apologize for being drunk and rude, which is what I was.
Yes. Are you still drinking?
No, sir. I have not had a drink in 7.5 years now.
Very good. Do you still have an urge to drink?
No, sir.
Do you find that has left you?
I don't have an urge at all. I mean, the influence is always around one, but I don't have an urge for that. Excuse me?
That's interesting. I've known some former alcoholics who literally gave it up on a simple act of will. Some of them, of course, getting down on bended knee and asking to be saved and never looked back. I've always found that to be very comforting.
Well, it was not without seeking some divine intervention, some providence, as far as being graced with a reinforced countenance, so to say, against that. But my point here is that, I don't exactly know how to, the hard thing for me was the physical addiction. And I knew that instead of seeking help or having somebody give me help, I just put myself into a rehab program. And then it was while I was in that rehab program that a conviction or arrest and conviction was brought upon me. And I had, I didn't have any help from anyone else after that. So I pretty much rehabbed under the will of God, as far as what I did. And that's what I want to bring to the front. In my redemption, and this is more meaningful to me as being able to be honest and say, this is who I am now, and I apologize for any of my behavior in the past, and seek forgiveness through that.
Let me just observe, if I may. First of all, I appreciate what you've said, and I applaud the transition you've gone through. Probably most of our listeners are not aware that an addiction is a pathological relationship with mood-altering behavior that is inherently life-damaging. And I didn't make that definition up. That's John Bradshaw's, and anyone who hasn't read any of Bradshaw's material might want to pick it up, especially if you're dealing with childhood issues, folks. He has a wonderful book he published probably 15 years ago called Homecoming. He recommends you don't go through that process alone. I did. I found it very cathartic when some things were bothering me from my childhood. Well, that was an interesting segment. We'll be back to continue this, not our normal discussion, but I think a worthwhile one, after a station identification. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Don, don't go away. I'm going to grab myself a martini.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073. Or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Welcome back, my friends, to Take No Prisoners. Don, have you ever woken up on one of those cement floors?
No, I have not.
Oh, great.
I have, I'm not proud to say, but I have become cognizant of reality again more than once in a couple of different issues, situations.
Very good.
Once with a highway patrol officer, handing me back my driver's license, asking me if I was capable of driving and not knowing how I ended up 150 miles in the opposite direction of where I had once started from.
I see. Well, it's good to have you back to mankind. The reason I mentioned my definition of addiction is because it has been my experience in dealing with patients over the years, that if there's one area of addictive behavior, it tends to permeate the personality, and those folks who have dealt with it are enlightened to it, and hence they keep their guard up somewhat against the addictive behavior coming out in other directions. So I would suggest to you that the forgiveness that you seek, which, by the way, is certainly an issue worth discussing right here on this program, because many people are under the misconception. In fact, good friends of mine are under the misconception. In fact, other radio hosts I know are under the misconception that one can be on the final day on their deathbed, having lived the life of Hitler, and make a deathbed salvation and accept Jesus of Nazareth as their Lord and Savior and gain entrance into the kingdom. And that simply is not supported in Scripture. The apology does have to be made when we injure another man. The only one who can provide forgiveness is that other man. But let me just observe, Don, that in seeking that forgiveness, we can also be obsessive about it, because there are people who do not want to hear it, and the problem is that they haven't arrived at a state of forgiveness in their heart. When we suffer a trauma or a tragedy, we go through six known stages of emotional upheaval, and it culminates. We start all the way at the bottom of the barrel with anger, and we wind up back, hopefully, in a state of forgiveness, which is certainly the hardest state to achieve willingly. But with God's assistance, hopefully we arrive at that. And sometimes we have to wait around. So I would suggest that if you undertake any of these procedures with the intention of, if not forcing, but moving things to a head to ensure that your offer of forgiveness is accepted, that these procedures will fail dismally, and you need to keep that in mind.
And I do, sir. May I offer something to you personally?
Please.
And I'm not making this a, quote, cop-out, end quote, but my childhood was somewhat, it was a rocky road. And it, you know, it took me, as you just stated, it took me quite some time to come to a realization. And in the in-between, or in that phase of time, so to say, between that, I had the experience of being a combat Marine in Vietnam. And that kind of compounded a lot of things. And like I said, it's not a cop-out, but having the opportunity of, if you want to call it that, and I dare say that it was an opportunity. I mean, with respect to the fact of how I've been graced with what knowledge I'm gaining right now in my insights, as well as my own forgiveness, that I would have never come to this awareness, I don't believe, had I not experienced these things, including being able to forgive my deceased father for some of the aggressive things that occurred when I was a child. And I can qualify it as being pretty aggressive when, you know, there were regular sessions of violent behavior. So at any rate, I look at this as a growing phase, even though I never would have knowingly, willingly, and voluntarily behaved the way that I did. And having had the experience of realizing that alcohol is a poison, is a toxin, especially to me, and what it does to me and how it affects me, and then having almost 8 years of sobriety to be able, so to say, so to look at this thing objectively, I believe it was a blessing. And, I'll caveat that anytime, anywhere. This is how the Lord worked through me.
That's fine. Most tragedy has the potential to be a blessing. It's right there before you. I've had patients say to me, with some of the most heinous diseases, that they found it ultimately to be a blessing. and that includes cancer and AIDS and other similar tragic circumstances. So you're seeking now to put an end to the probation. How long is the probation for?
I've got another 2 years.
And how often are you required to report in?
Once a week.
Let me just preface the discussion by saying two things. Number one, what we'll be talking about applies across the board to any scenario where you seek to rescind a previous contract. And secondly, understand that there are risks here, that I would not undertake such a thing unless I was highly skilled at what I'm attempting to execute.
And I promise I will not.
And unless I was completely cognizant of the risks that are involved, that I was fully accepting of the fact that I could be tossed back in the slammer on a moment's notice. That said, the principle behind any contract is that we, in the old days, we always sought to avoid the surety obligation of the living man for the straw man. Nowadays, our belief is that given that we have functioned as a trustee for that account, for that straw man account, for so many years, that we should use that trustee position in a final stroke of infamy, which would include paying all obligations that are attributed to it. So when an attorney goes to a court and says, I'd like to transfer liability to you, would you see if you can get this guy to accept it? And they come in with nothing other than their bar card. I don't care if it's a criminal or a civil prosecution. And the clerk now turns around and does their bidding. The clerk is making you an offer. He's sending out an instrument. I don't care if it has numbers in it or not. My days of arguing, you know, if you're going to send me an email, well, Sam, I don't see numbers on it. How can it be a negotiable instrument? It's a fair question. I ask the same thing myself. It also indicates you should not be doing anything at this point. The fact that it is being sent by an actor representing a corporation means that it can only be a commercial instrument. There is no other possible form. If you have a piece of toilet paper and you're sitting on a toilet, you can assume that that paper in your hand is toilet paper. Or the old expression, when you hear hoof prints, don't go looking for zebras. It is what it is. And so that instrument comes before us, and we have the choice facing us. Should we accept it and accept the surety obligation, or should we argue against it? And we go ahead and we accept it. We accept that document for value, and we return it to them. Sometimes we don't have that opportunity, and we sign on the dotted line. We sign and become the defendant, and that's what you have done at least five times. You did it in pretrial. You probably did it on a restraining order. You did it in court. You did it when you volunteered into the prison. And you did it for parole. And each time it said, defendant. Am I right?
Right.
So you are the defendant. And now you want to backtrack and tell them you're not? Tall order. This far in, it's a tall order. Here's how I would do it. I'm not going to tell you what to do, but I'll tell you what I would do in those circumstances. First of all, I wouldn't be signing on the dotted line, so I wouldn't get there. But let's say I got hit on the head by a 2x4, which actually happened to me once. And if I was in that scenario and I woke up like Alice in Wonderland and there was my name on all those documents, I would do what I do with all contracts. I would pay the obligation. In the case of contracts like a marriage license, Don, don't mind if I integrate that into this call, because I know we have a passel of probably fathers out there this evening wondering about family court. But if it was a marriage license, I would accept it for value, meaning I'm accepting it against my prepaid account, and my prepaid account is the straw party account identified by the Social Security number and the birth certificate account identified by the number on the birth certificate. They are prepaid, not in theory, my friends, although theoretically they are prepaid by the confiscation of gold, but they are prepaid because I place an indemnity bond into those accounts at Treasury, and that's the first of the BIC instruments. Don, that's probably clear to you at this point, I would imagine.
I've already filed one, sir.
Very good. Now, in a case like yours, I would be filing numerous indemnity bonds, and in fact, I've been visiting the post office a lot recently. Everybody remembers the final scene in The Godfather?
Yeah.
Well, I'm getting ready to settle all the family's business.
I see.
And I'm coming out swinging in November, December, and January. And we're going to have some fun that I've been deferring for some time. But you would be building up the masses because every federal felony is estimated to be worth $400 million. So if you had five federal felonies, that would be $2 billion, and I'd probably add a couple of billion as overhead. Now, if you spend time in prison, I have no idea what the sum is, but I can tell you this. If Miller bonds were issued against that straw party when you went to prison for its liabilities, there are billions of dollars of accrued interest and principal accumulated aggregately on those felonies and on that incarceration. So one would have to have a lofty war chest accumulated, and every fourth day I'd be putting in another $300 million bond. Now, in the case of a marriage license or any other contract that I created, such as the parole contract, I would want to make it known to the originator of the contract that I am intending to, when I seek a bill to pay off all the injuries that have been caused in the name of that contract. For instance, all of those bonds that have been sold through the Corrections Corporation of America that found their way into bombs in Iraq.
The CUSIP bonds? Excuse me,
yes.
Sam, the CUSIP bonds.
Yes, well,
okay.
We're not going to get into all of that today, but yeah, you're on the right track, and eventually in the real estate issues and all the other things that have been issued on the back of those Correction Corporation of America bonds through Payne Weber. And that's a fortune. That's probably the largest economy in the country, and I'm speaking including the big public cash cow of mortgages and foreclosures. The corrections departments are reaping a windfall the likes of which France in the days of Papillon never dreamt about. You talk about an evil empire, in the words of our dearly departed President Reagan, and I think what comes to mind in my head is, Doctor, first do no harm. You can check out those figures on your by decoding your individual master file as well. But anyway, I would be seeking to do a set-off against those injuries that have been caused by the contract. And in the case of a marriage license, excuse me, folks, I would contact the issuer of the license by way of one of our notary procedures. Everything I do is through notary procedure. And when I have that army of 1,000 notaries, we're going to go a-marching. But right now, we're marching in platoons. What's the smallest organization in the Marine, the platoon?
No, sir. It would be a squad.
A squad. How many in a squad?
Or it could be a rifle team, a small three-man rifle team, sir.
three-man rifle team, do they still, my knowledge of this goes way, way back to the days of the BAR. Is everybody equally equipped in a rifle team?
I can't answer that honestly because my knowledge and your knowledge are probably synonymous chronologically.
Oh, really? So
absolutely.
You went back to the days of protecting the BAR, man.
I can fire a BAR with three rapid-fire discharges at the feathering of a fingertip, sir.
Well, I can fire two rounds with my picking. No, let's get away from that. Very
okay.
Good. It's amazing the things we pick up in our journeys. So I would be seeking to do a set-off. I would send the county or the probation board or the director of the Department of Probation as a fiduciary. I would send them probably option 3 or option 4 in our stage 1 notary process. It would either be the comprehensive administrative remedy, comprehensive administrative process, or the commercial claim, which is a comprehensive administrative remedy that more visibly shifts the liability. And we're going to pick up on that topic when we return. We're going to take this right out to the end of the program. We're going to look at prison extraction, probation, and marriages. And you know, it's all the same prison. I ought to know. I'm married.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back, friend. You're listening to Take No Prisoners Sunday night. We are discussing a critical topic for many. How to apply BIC to the highest order situations, prison extraction, parole, and marriage. And with all due respect to my wife, I would like to point out that all three of those have great similarity. In fact, if you put them on a College Board question and it said, pick the one that's different, incarceration, parole, traffic citation, and marriage, the correct order off the correct answer would be traffic citation. And I'm telling you that from my personal dealings with people around the world. So we have these contracts, and the similarity between those three is that we willfully signed the contracts, and now the contracts have created injuries in our name and liabilities in our name. So we put together a comprehensive notary process. The notary sends a letter of due presentment and a demand for payment, and with it would be a letter of some sort, a communication from our court to their court. Well, Sam, what court? Anytime I stand before a public body, it is as a court. I am sovereign. I am man. I am a child of God. I have a higher status. I grant them an audience. Moreover, my court is the court of Jesus of Nazareth, and I will conduct that where and whenever I so choose. That is my court, and I know the law. And it's the will of the Lord, and it's the law of gravity, and it's the law of momentum. It's not the number of liters of water in my toilets. Although I would never cast aspersions on your right to elect to adhere to such trivial nonsense. So we put together a notary package. The notary reviews it and sends it out, and it has a letter rogatory, a letter from one court jurisdiction to another jurisdiction. I call letter rogatories foreign advisories because it clearly explains what we are doing. We are not making an appearance. We are standing before you as the court. That's all there is to it. And so that package would include a number of interesting documents, the essence of which would be, number one, we are returning their process as defective. It has no legal authority over us. Number two, as a courtesy and to protect our claim against the debtor, which is the pre-existing paramount first in line standing claim perfected, we are paying off all other claims against it. That's how you clear title. If someone trips on my property and makes a claim against it and I don't do something about the claim, then they have a claim against my title, my ownership. And so I prevent that by paying all claims. My friends, that music means we're coming to the end of the first hour of Take No Prisoners. I think you want to stick around for the second hour. We're really going to be getting into it. Don, thank you for sticking with us. Stick around. We'll be back after a one-minute station identification. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy.
It's true.